This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. I just wanted to tell you that because it's important so you can come back to us and see for yourselves as to what we have said and what we have written rather than what other people may have said about what we have said. That makes sense, doesn't it? I kind of like that. You mean actually go to the person? Absolutely. That's what we're called to do. Hey, folks, what we're going to be talking about is the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who remain neutral in the times of great moral conflict. That, of course, was Martin Luther King Jr. who extracted that from none other than, I believe, up on the wall, Socrates. It may have been Socrates. You know, I'll correct myself in just a couple moments. It was one of those philosophers that was actually speaking the truth according to the Word of God. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. We're also going to be talking about biblical illiteracy, and I'm going to go in parallel to what you're taught today and what the Bible has to say about it. And I love this topic. It's something we've never talked about, but we're going to talk about it at the very end of the hour, if possible, if I have the time. We're going to talk about the end timers in the church and how these are nothing more than those that preach doom and gloom 24/7, and their message is, we're going to be raptured. Really, what they should be saying is, we're going to be raptured from responsibility because we've created a Jesus to suit our sins. Because, folks, it's unscriptural. We're going to get to that in just a couple moments. Again, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who remain neutral in the times of great moral conflict. Escalise? Who said that? Right behind you, Sam, on the wall. If you can give me that guy's name, I'd be greatly satisfied.
Robert Kennedy.
No, it wasn't Robert Kennedy. It's right at the end of his quote. I'll get this in a moment, friends. It's at the end of the quote. It's not Robert Kennedy. Escalise.
Oh, yeah. Ainsley.
Okay, yep, I'm right. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure, folks, it wasn't Socrates. It was Escalise. Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure. And I always got to make sure that what we're telling you is sound information without error. Cool. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And P.S., if you want to call in at any time, friends, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why could that be? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, King David, when he was in the miry clay, he was in trouble. He had no footing. He felt as if he was beating the air. Said, Lord, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. And the reason that happens is because people leave the Word of God, and then they're destroyed at length, and then they wonder why. And then they return back. That's the cycle of men. Then they return back to the Word of God, and now they understand what they shouldn't have done in the first place. Well, in thy afflictions, thou, in thy faithfulness, thou taught me through thy afflictions, and we're greatly appreciative of that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to highlight this because most people don't know this is going on again, but we have another activist out there that was shot twice, and of course they said that he committed suicide. It's interesting how that works, folks. I mean, they've even gone so far as to have several of these individuals who shot themselves 2 and 3 and 4 times in the head with a shotgun, and it was considered suicide, or, you know, they shot themselves in the chest 8 times with a shotgun, and the police just mysteriously come in on the scene and they say, well, he committed suicide. Wow. Does he have a semi-automatic shotgun, or how did that work? Or did it just go off repeatedly on its own, or how did that work? Isn't it interesting how people will believe the lie before they actually resort back to common sense, where the truth is always found? It really is. Truth is stranger to fiction to some, friends, and I don't know why that is. It's stranger than fiction to some, but it is. So anyways, journalist who exposed Marco Rubio's sodomite ties and Ted Cruz's father's ties to Lee Harvey Oswald. Interestingly enough, he's a theorist, but now he's found dead. How does that work? Was he hitting on something? Was something being exposed that someone or a group of people didn't want the public at large to know? Of course that's what's happening, but he mysteriously he just committed suicide just out of nowhere. He was a guy that loved life. He loved the fight, the challenge of exposing crime, and he just happened to be an attorney as well. So maybe he had some pretty good ties that people didn't want him to make connection to. I bet that's probably what happened. But folks, when you're hearing about these activists mysteriously dying, folks, just keep in mind there's a whole lot of bad people out there doing a whole lot of bad to good people. And just keep in mind what Joseph Mengele said. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. That's the voice of the bad guy. Okay? Just for the record. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Banned in Hollywood. This film dares to show martial law and civil war coming to America. Isn't it interesting how Hollywood loves to forecast things that are actually taking place in America? Interestingly enough, of course, they got to go to the young people. Do you remember Communist China? They used to use comic books to indoctrinate young people. Well, it's the same thing that we're seeing from this White House today, and those that preceded this White House many a foretime. In saying that, friends, do keep in mind that Marvel just came out with a movie with the Avengers, and guess what it's called? It's called Civil War. Don't tell me they're not forecasting, friends, because they are forecasting, because they're the ones responsible for creating, along with corruption in government, the coming civil war. But keep in mind, again, if you go to the book of Psalm, chapter 9, it says, those that forget God, he'll turn that nation into hell. So we reap what we sow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wyoming judge refuses to cave to the sodomite bullying. Now they want to remove her from the bench. Folks, if you don't understand that you need to take a stand concerning crime in your country, and if you don't understand the homosexual agenda yet, please do wake up and get your head out of the sand. They're bullying anybody and everybody that doesn't submit themselves to the agenda of that which God calls an abomination. Well, guess what? There's folks in this country, and a whole lot of them, that aren't willing to bow to Satan. We bow to Jesus Christ and him alone, because we all understand at the end of the day, either in this life or the next, you're all going to bow to the name of Jesus Christ, like it or not. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, it wasn't Aeschylus. It was actually Dante that said that. That was a different quote. I'm just setting the record straight. It was actually Dante that said that. And, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. extracted that from Dante. Okay? Cool. Record set. Record straight. Cool. Just wanted to make sure. Just talking about how Wyoming judge refuses to cave to sodomite bullying. Folks, you realize that the law's on your side? Do you realize what's going on here? Through totalitarian methods, either do it our way or else what? Well, Wyoming judge refuses to cave to sodomite bullying. Now they want to remove her from the bench. This is like the devil trying to remove God from his throne, right? It just ain't going to happen that way. As a matter of fact, if you read Psalm 97, it says, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. Just wanted to set the record straight, okay? Because, you know, the Bible is no mere book, said a tyrant, Napoleon Bonaparte, who said, it is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Exactly right. Another way of saying this is, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Yep, that's the history of sin. That's the history of mankind. They want to go ahead and try it a new way, and then they find out the hard way, and then they're in eternity, in hell, burning like a flash, or burning like a stinking match, friends, and then they're trying to figure out why they were there, just like the man that ended up in hell in the book of Luke, and then he wanted to tell the Lord to go warn his brothers, and then the Lord said to him, hey, listen, if they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. That's exactly right. And also, just setting the record straight one more time concerning the topic on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Jeremiah 9:24 says, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise love and kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for all these things, saith the Lord, I delight in. So the very habitation of God is the fact that he is a judge, and he's a loving judge who does not overlook crime. Let's put it into perspective. But we have the Sodomites once again, folks, trying to unseat someone that opposes them. Well, guess what? I wanted to let you know, because I brought this up a couple weeks ago, we're going to have some information for you up and coming. If you remember right, last June we were asked to come and help out an individual that was under attack in the state of Michigan by a handful of sodomites. And I told this individual, listen, by the looks of what's going on here, you can go behind the scenes, because what you're seeing, those that are being used to attack you are nothing more than useful idiots that are literally being paid. I said, you need to go up to the mayor, and I said, you need to go to the governor if need be. And guess what we found out, friends? The mayor and the lieutenant governor were behind the attacks. Huh. Sounds like someone's trying to overthrow the law. And why are they doing that? Because they're guilty of the crime. Well, to say all that, to say this, and there's a whole lot more to it, we'll probably get to it next week, early next week. For the last 9 months, friends, I have been diligently and painstakingly seeing this through to actually deal with those sodomites that were being used in the particular situation to browbeat churches in the state of Michigan. Now, the lawsuit has now been dropped on the individual that was responsible for it. How's that working out for you? See, because America, you need to understand the law is on your side. And well, a lot of people say, well, I don't like hearing about a lawsuit. Nobody does. But hey, if that's how we have to guard our liberties, then so be it. And you need to let the wicked understand that you're not going to capitulate and that the law is on your side. That be the laws of God through common law. And we're not playing games with your crimes. We're not going to allow you to make a prey out of our children. We're just not going to do it. And when you begin to set that message throughout the United States of America, friends, I'll tell you what, things are going to change. When judges start doing their job, just as when the Lord restored judges to preserve his people, when judges in this country do their job, guess what? It doesn't matter what corruption has to say, because the judge is there to discover and apply the law. They're doing a good job. Read Article 3, Section 1. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, manipulating the environment to turn patriots into terrorists. We've seen that through this criminal administration, through the DHS. We've seen little bits and pieces of this coming from the FBI. We know it's through coming through the CIA. Folks, they're at war with you. They mean to make you patriots, you Christians and conservatives, which are one and the same, they mean to make you the enemies. You better set the record straight while you have the time. All 1.7% of the population means to make you, 318 million people, do the math, the enemies. And the only way that they're getting away with what they're getting away with is because you're letting them do it, because you're believing the lie in which they are attempting to premise it on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Target CEO is off America's radar. We talked about that a couple days ago, folks, the crimes that are happening in Targets today. The CEO, the President of the United States, giving the green light to have felon pedophiles head up I'm sorry for this language. I keep mixing it up. Oh, wait a minute. Is it because they're mixed up? Exactly. The gender-neutral bill is being headed up by none other than a felon pedophile, Chad Severance in North Carolina. So the president and other stores, along with the Target CEO, why are the American people having the responsible party? How come they're not on their radar? How come Target CEO is not on your radar, friends? Is he not responsible, along with the president of the United States, concerning the crimes committed against those young children? I highlighted some of the crimes on Wednesday. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Iraqi Christians, we have the honor of being martyred for Christ. Check out the video. Also wanted to highlight the fact that we have 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany. My goodness, haven't we been talking about that? No. I'm not talking about the branches on the tree. I'm talking about what God said through judgment he would do to a nation that has turned their back on him. Yep, we have. And have we not, in great specificity, talked about this over and over and over again? Many, many moons ago, I'm being funny, but I'm being serious, friends. How many times, America, do you need to be warned by the voice of the prophetic, the Word of God, before you're going to take heed to it? 10 stunning parallels between the United States and Nazi Germany, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, been warning you about this quite a bit as well, communists in the government in the United States of America demand gun confiscation. Background checks are not enough. I want to tell you, friends, and listen to me clearly, this administration, along with the communists and every other sworn enemy to America that the President of the United States of America, that has been incumbent for the last 7 3/4 years, friends, you better bet your bottom dollar that they are the ones, and you've seen this for what it is, time and time again, coming from this administration as the responsible party trying to bring forth domestic insurrection. Friends, whose door would you lay it at as far as the responsible party as concerning those that are attempting to incite domestic insurrection? Why are they trying to disarm you, friends, in a state of terror? Why are they bringing illegals into the United States that are sworn enemies to the American people, yet they're taking your Navy SEALs and sending them over to their countries? And then for some reason or another, oftentimes they come back in boxes regretfully. Why are they shifting your military out of the United States while they're shifting your sworn enemies within the United States? And now they want to disarm you, America? Let's do the math here, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New Sony film glamorizes child abduction as intimate and loving. Read 1 Timothy, friends, 1, 7, 8, and 9. Kidnappers are to be put to death, and others that want to go ahead and violate God's moral law. We need to start to initiate, above corruption in this country, friends, what our law states. And what the judgments are concerning those that violate that law. The people need to begin to act according to law. And if those in government that are supposed to be there to uphold the Constitution want to violate the Constitution, we can begin to turn the law on them as well. Because they don't have a right to break the law, friends. And not a one of them can justify in any sense of the word. Outside of playing some ignorant people's emotions to dummy you down, we need to be principled people, not emotional messes, friends. And I'll tell you what, you see a whole lot of that out there. But again, here we go, attempting to normalize pedophilia, okay, through the likes of what they're doing to the gender-neutral bill. Now they're putting movies out there, friends, glamorizing child abduction. Now, if I had more time, we could go back into conspiracy of silence and those that have been named, folks, in the child trafficking and children being sold from the United States of America out of Las Vegas. It gets real bad, friends, but you know what? It's happening. And to think otherwise, either you're ignorant, you're disingenuous, or you're just uneducated. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a phone call from Patty Vera, Alaska. She's calling from Alaska. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. All right, there we go. Yeah, they're rocking on.
They probably got their hair spiked.
Oh, they do. They're standing in
fist
front
pumping.
Of mirrors. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Aquanet. They're hung upside down. They spray their hair, and then they stand up and they start rock fisting it.
Totally.
And that's why that music goes so long for us. By the way, those that have called in and asked, who is that? That's the brand new JYP album, just for the
nice
heads up concerning those that were asking the question. We have Patty Vara calling from Alaska. How are you, ma'am? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
I'm doing really good.
Is it chilly? Are you just chilling in Alaska?
Actually, we are having some really warm weather. It's about 70 degrees outside. It's just gorgeous out.
Amen.
That's awesome.
It sounds like a place that we would want to come.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, as a matter of fact, we are going to come.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited about that.
For those of you,
I wanted to let you guys know that I've been letting everyone know around here, and I'm so get so inspired when I listen to you, Bradley Dean. I've been listening to you for over a year and a half, and I just am so thankful for your ministry, and you are getting the word out, and people are waking up. It's taken a while, but we really need people to get out and vote, be involved in this nation, in this country, because we need righteous, God-fearing, Bible-believing men and women in these positions of authority, and the ones that are not, get out. And God is
Amen.
Not finished with America. I do believe that. But he needs the church to wake up.
That's right. There's no question about it. I do believe, and I've always said, Patty, that we're going to get through this. How we're going to get through it, I have no idea. As a matter of fact, that kind of sparked something up in me. We need to talk about the Son of the Republic in the prophetic word that's in the congressional record given to George Washington. I need to just highlight that and lay that to the candor of the people. But the outcome was there was going to be three great wars. The third one's going to be the worst. But at the very end, when just it seemed that there was nothing else that we could doing, everything was over, all of a sudden help came. It sounds like my Christ is what it sounds like, Patty.
Absolutely. And for those of you who maybe don't know, Patty is just a person who has listened to the radio program, got on our website, is all fired up. She's kind of like a kindred spirit out there in Alaska and said, what can we do? We want to change our country. We need to restore our country. And so she called and said, you know, and I said, well, you know, we'd love to come do some events in your area. And sure enough, we are coming to Alaska for all you listeners of ours out in Alaska on the May 27th, the 28th, and June 1st. We're going to be in Glen Allen, Copper Center, and Valdez. So if you'd like to find out more information on how you can come and attend those events for all of you people out in Alaska, please call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. All it takes is a fiery lady such as Patty saying, I want to make a difference in my community and getting us out there to preach to the masses. So we're looking forward to it, Patty, and we're so happy that you called in, and thank you for the encouragement.
Oh, you are more than welcome, and we will see you guys at those events, and I'm so excited.
Hey, now, Patty, I got to ask you one question. One of the first conversations that I had with you, actually, it was the only conversation I ever had with you, is, you know, when we're actually in Alaska, you know, my kids were wondering, are we supposed to beware of the grizzly bears? And we were told by you folks that it's not the grizzly bears that you need to be aware of. It's actually the moose.
Yes. Moose. That's very true. You don't see bears that often unless you're way out there. I mean, yes, you do see some bears, but yes, moose. Moose.
Okay, can you explain that a little bit? Yeah, I need to catch on to that one.
Well, they like to be on the side of the road, and they will, you know, just jump right out in front of vehicles. And also, if you're just out walking and you corner a moose and they are with their calf and they feel threatened, they'll charge you.
So, what will they charge us with?
Careful.
You know, it's funny. I have to say this too. You know, I saw this video of two moose that were actually, they were lost, like in a residential area. But you know the term having a cat fight. They were having a moose fight and just going at each other. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they were literally in the driveway of someone's house, right by their vehicle. It's like I hope one of them doesn't just crash in their brand new vehicle. But they were literally going through this residential area, fighting with each other. So you think of moose are kind of these big dopey animals. Obviously, they are very aggressive.
Well, they're not that aggressive unless they get cornered and feel threatened.
Right.
But a lot of times you'll scare them and then it'll just run off. But you just never know. So you just have to be careful.
Well, that sounds like a patriot to me. Just go ahead and corner him. It's like a badger. He's the most dangerous animal, right? You put him in a corner, and it's all over. It's not a good place to put him. That's a real Christian. And, you know, at the end of the day here, when we go to Alaska, our objective here is to light it up and, you know, make an awareness as to what's going on. And again, you said, Patty, people are beginning to wake up as to what's going on. It's taking it a step further. It's taking it a step further than even protest. What we need in this country is we need justice. And we need, as the people that are ordained of God, anybody that lives in this country is blessed by God, regardless if they want to see it that way or not. And we have a responsibility and a duty to right the wrongs. And our end aim, when we go to Alaska or any other place in the United States of America, is to set the precedent that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We want a future and a hope, and we're willing to fight for it no matter what it takes to get to the other side of this. And once we're resolute in such a fashion, we're going to win the day, and it's called fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen. I totally, absolutely agree with you, Bradley and Stephanie.
Amen.
Hear, hear.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, if we were in a black church right now, there's a little delay going on here, but if we were in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying, right, Patty?
Oh, bring it down, Brother Dean.
Well, we appreciate your call
very
much.
Thank you,
Patty.
Looking
forward to it. And we will be seeing you soon.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All right, God bless you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
bye.
Yep, you too. There's definitely a delay going on. You can stay here for if you want for this if you like. Folks, now what I want to do is kind of hit the topics as to what we're going to be talking about real quick because we have about a segment and a half left. It goes so quick. I don't know why that is.
Well, you know, time flies when you're having a good time.
Well, my mom used to say that I have the gift of gab, but it's not the gift of gab. It's like my little boy when we were just having lunch because we were driving around Planet Minnesota today here once again and taking care of business. And we were sitting there and he said, Dad, you know, whenever I do my column, go ahead, Sam, go ahead and share with us as now that we're having a conversation here. What was it that we were talking about at the table?
Basically, whenever I do my column, it's kind of like, what am I going to talk about today?
Yep. And how I responded was this, is I trust in the Holy Ghost because almost every day of my life, I mean for, and I still do, I'm reading commentary, I'm in the Word every day of my life. And again, friends, keep in mind, I'm not there because I have to, I'm there because I want to be. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall be rich in faith. And I'm one of those guys. I'm destitute of the righteousness of Christ. I have strong flesh, but I feed on the bread of life because I want to overcome daily. And the way to do that is, it's like the old analogy goes, if you want to see two dogs in a ring, you can ask the question, well, which one's going to win the fight? Well, that's all you have to do is look at it and say, well, the one that you feed the most, he's going to win the fight. And that's exactly right. So I feed the one that I want to win the fight every single day of my life. And we need to take responsibility concerning the Word of God. We need to know the doctrine. And as the Bible says, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I want to be there because I want to know the Word of God. As a matter of fact, that night when I'm praying, folks, I'm saying, Lord, I want that word in me. I want everything, my conversation to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to know the word like the back of my hand. It has been said of Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 1500s, that he could point his finger at any time to any scripture in the Bible if you could ask him as to where it was at. That's how we need to know the Word of God. Now, I'm pretty much there concerning the New Testament, but to understand the Old Testament for the jots and the tittles and everything there as well, I feel that I got a good grip on it and a good, you know, a good hold on it, or should I say the Lord's got a good hold on me concerning that, but I need to know it like the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, like the back of my hand. I really do.
Yeah, and
second nature is right.
Right.
Because the first Adam dies, the second Adam is made a living, and that's what I want, that living spirit. I want to be found in Christ.
That's exactly right. And when you're talking about how your mother told you had the gift of gab, well, it's like when you're lit inside your heart, when Christ put a fire of life and new life and regeneration inside your heart, you can't help but speak. You can't help but be motivated and moved. You ever see someone who says they're a Christian and their life's like this, and they have no enthusiasm? Listen, if you just receive the good news of having your sins washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are made a new creation in Christ Jesus, having old things passed away and all things become new, you can't help but open up your mouth, and you can't but speak forth God's truth. So it should be coming out of every Christian like a river of living water.
Yeah, don't muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Been treading out a lot of corn over the last 15 and 20 years, so
yep.
I want to make sure everybody can see what's going on here as far as the Word of God. And this is, again, what we need is we need Christ to show up on the scene. Now, in saying that, friends, I want to parallel biblical Jesus with a modern Jesus. The reason I brought this up is because I usually catch myself into the next topic. A couple days ago, I was talking to you, and I said, I'm just so overwhelmed with the biblical illiteracy going on in this country. And some lady had said to me, you know, don't judge me. And right off the bat, I started to laugh. And I said, lady, what Bible are you reading? Or should I say, what Bible is it that you haven't picked up to read yet? Or what new version? Is it the do what you want to do version or thou shall not judge version? Because that's all Scripture teaches us, is the commandments of God and the judgments of God and the statutes of God. And that's the reason, and that therein is the light. Remember what it says in Isaiah 8:20. It says, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimonies, because there's no light in them. And yet we have a whole lot of people talking about how they belong to Jesus, yet there's no light in them because they're antinomous. They stand antithetical to God's moral law. Yeah, that Jesus fulfilled. And we're talking about moral law, not ceremonial law. When I come back, I'm going to do this. We got one more segment. I'm going to itemize it for you, and then Steph's going to talk to you really quick. But you need to hear this, friends. Biblical Jesus versus modern Jesus. And by the way, the modern Jesus is the bar Jesus. It's not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. It's a figment of your imagination. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Know-how. Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, just a real quick highlight before we get to the topic. Target CEO defends pro-transgender policy. If you look at some of his videos, friends, some of his pictures, boy, I'll tell you what. He's got it all over him, friends. If he's not a homosexual, I will stand corrected. But again, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree as to what's going on in this country right now. And it's interesting to note again, friends, that in the American people actually fell for the fact that somehow or another they were the victims. Now let me ask you something, America. After you're beginning to slowly learn your painful lesson, who's the victims now? Who are they? Pretty crazy how they attack, isn't it? But they're attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. Let's get over to topic. Last segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecution. Today the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. And by the way, what is the fruits of that professed church in America? Let me tell you first and foremost, it's not the church of Jesus Christ. It's man-made. Remember, God ordains men to be what he has ordained them to be, not man-made ordainments, because there's a big, huge difference. One's called of God, and one's called of the devil. Biblical Jesus in parallel with the modern Jesus. Jesus was born as God Almighty in the flesh, John 1:1-14. Today, through the modern gospel, Jesus was a good teacher and a nice man, a feminine pansy with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world everything's okay. Biblical Jesus loves enough to speak forth the truth because he is the truth, John 4:1-38. The modern Jesus, figment of your imagination, he just goes and waters down words to avoid offense. Really? Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't want to offend anybody. Hey, folks, I see this constantly. Don't ever, ever trust someone that's not willing to tell you the hard truth. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Never, ever trust anybody that throws praise all over you. Just believe me. I'm not talking about a dad or a mom concerning their children. No, I'm talking about those that you might pull in close to your bosom. Jesus didn't commit himself to men, neither should you. Cursed is he who trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is he who trusteth in the Lord. Jesus is the example, not fallen man. I can go off on that for another hour, friends. Biblical Jesus warns of sin, judgment, and hell. Friends, you know how I was just sharing with you a couple moments ago? Dude, don't judge me. You know, that's what got me going on this whole topic here. You know, who are you to judge me? It's like, you absolute fool. You are so foolish. When you hear that, it's like, again, friends, what Bible aren't you reading? Are you really that biblically illiterate to say something that stupid? Friends, these are the ones that are going around, and when they get pulled over for speeding, they're the first ones to rip up the ticket, throw it at the cop's feet, and say, "Who are you to judge me?" Oh, Bradley, that's ludicrous. Well, that's what you are doing when you're saying that. Don't judge me. Now, listen, oftentimes when I make reference to the judge's word, I'm not judging you. I'm telling you what the judge said about you. Like it or not. And it's interesting how a carnal man, when the Supreme Court comes out with some new unconstitutional policy, well, the judges said so. They'll just submit to more tyranny and more tyranny. But when you give them the word of God, who are you to judge me? Don't judge me. It's like a guy standing in the middle of a road with a semi right behind him, about ready to run him over. And on that semi, it says God's wrath and judgment day. And then you have a man over on the side preaching the word of God faithfully, saying, get out of the road, trust in Christ, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the person that's about to get it by the truck, God's wrath and judgment day that's upon him, he says, don't judge me. How contrary, how that runs in the face of Scripture, friends. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. What does the Bible teach if not correction? Well, I can go to the other side. Let's just take it to a common sense analogy. To he who withholds the rod hates his son. What runs counter to that? The word of God through Jesus Christ in Revelation 3, when he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent, right? Wow. Modern Jesus wants to avoid words of offense. Steph, we've just been talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
The people out there that are in the church, they're just heaping praises all over everybody. They want to make amends with everybody. You got to ask the question. You know, it's true. The closer you walk with God, the less people that you're going to have around you. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting how you have those that are willing to put their little fleshly arms around everybody and be friends with everybody, and they don't want to offend anybody. They're the worst of devils.
That's right.
Let me tell you.
No correction,
none.
Loving each other enough to bring forth the truth.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, man, you got the greatest family ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to group up with everybody that plays Judas along with us and just go right along to get along, because we want to attempt to justify our iniquity, not understanding that Jesus said in the book of Timothy, by the Spirit of Christ, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, not to become a part of iniquity. My goodness, friends. Biblical Jesus points us towards eternal treasure, Matthew 6:19-21. Modern Jesus, a figment of your imagination, promises us earthly possession. Yep, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Really? Those that even preach gain his godliness, the Bible tells us from such to withdraw yourself. And how many churches in America today, they're willing to go ahead and kiss up to their congregations for money, right? They're not willing to tell you truth because they're people pleasers. Again, they're the worst of men. Now, if someone wants to go ahead and hold up against a ministry like this, not to sow into this ministry because I'm telling things that you're convicted for, that's fine. That's your bad, not mine. But I'll tell you what, there's no ministry out there that is preached out against the sin of the prosperity movement more than this ministry right here, friends. Nobody. Because that's all they preach. And if you look at the preachers that are asking for the support, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, it's because they need a new jet. It's because they need a second home. They need another lake home. They need another brand new Mercedes, friends. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Biblical Jesus commands repentance of sins. Matthew 4:17. Modern Jesus minimizes need for repentance of sins. As a matter of fact, folks, I'd go so far as to say 95% of those that preach from the pulpit today couldn't even actually define the word sin biblically. 1 John 3:4. It's the transgression of God's moral law. A biblical Jesus gives you salvation, hope, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, friends. John 15:9-17, John 14:1-14, and 27. But the modern Jesus gives you health and wealth and happiness. That's right. Now, historically, God has always given those promises unto an obedient people. Yes, because they love Him, and He bestows His goodness and mercy upon them. Right? But what you're seeing today, Steph, real quick, we watched a Christian movie. And the kids, whenever we see a Christian movie, we already got 90 flags up everywhere, yeah, because we know it's going to be second rate, right?
And go ahead. Cheesy. So we didn't even finish it.
Was great. Now we got to keep going on here. I'm totally
So we didn't even finish it. But the point of the matter is this is not the true church. These are professed Christians. I mean, literally, if you take a world-class actor, director, whatever, secular one in the world, and sat them down to watch this show, they'd be laughing the entire time because it's second rate. It's cheesy. There's no gospel. No scripture reference at all.
Yep.
I mean, the pastor literally sat in his car and said, God, please help. Amen.
That was it.
In Jesus' name even. Yeah. It's like, who are we talking about here?
We don't want to offend anybody.
But the point is, it's so second rate and it's so cheesy and it's not the Jesus of the Bible as you're talking about here. And it turns people off. And people say, that's exactly why I wouldn't want to go to this Jesus or convert to Christianity, because this is so second rate, cheesy, and stupid downright.
Let's put this in scriptural context, though. People need to understand, people blame the lack of Christianity on Christ. When in fact, I don't want to become a Christian because of them. Wait a second. Keep in mind, Jesus rebuked. He was offended at the same things that you're offended at.
That's right.
Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than you, or more than Jesus Christ did. If you along are going along with Christ and rebuking them, you know what? For the most part, you're right. But don't sit there and try to find fault with them, because you need to understand as well, holding it to you now, you have the same Bible. So why don't you right the wrongs?
That's right. And that's not an excuse to come to Christ. Just because you see people who profess in His
name, all the time,
but in works deny Him, that's not your excuse. That's not the God of the Bible. So find the God of the Bible.
Well, you know what? If that was in sports, they would look at it as an opportunity, saying, "Oh, that guy's no good. I got a better chance at getting
that's
his
right.
spot.
I need to represent this team how it's supposed to be represented."
Folks, we're going to hit this tomorrow because I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tomorrow. If I had another hour, another 2 hours, maybe I could talk about it all today. But guess what? I don't have another 2 hours, another 3 hours, but I can tomorrow at 2-4 Central Standard.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.